This is Jack. Yeah, what can I do for you, Fred?
I got a meeting starting here, like now.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Fred, honestly, let me stop you right there. I don't know if you're ready. Well, we're gonna swing. Yes, Fred, on the swings. That is where you swing, see?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you pump?
Jack, we're getting creamed out there.
Yeah, just a second, man. Yes, Fred, pump. Can you propel the swing back and forth under your own power without having to be pushed by a second party? Well, don't mess with me, Fred. You understand what I mean. Okay, look, Fred, I have to go. You come around lunch, recess, we'll give you a go. But listen to me, Fred. I don't want to see you eating your boogers. Because we're not doing that anymore. Okay? All right.
We're 8 now.
Okay, see you then. Fred still eats his boogers.
Gross.
What's up?
Well, we're getting cremated out there, Jack. They got ghost runners on every base. They keep changing where second is. 1 minute it's the garage door, the next minute it's the side hedge. It's like they're just making it up as they go along.
They're the big kids, Brad. It's important we give them the impression that we are happy they're even letting us play.
I'm telling you, Steven. I'm sorry, that sounds extreme.
I'm telling you. Ask Jack.
Jack, I'm sorry, I missed last week. Is it true we aren't eating boogers anymore?
It's true, we're not.
That sounds extreme.
Sit down, gentlemen.
So what are we supposed to do with them?
We don't know yet. Just for now, leave them in there.
No, we're looking into it. I'm talking to an 11-year-old who says that you can flick them on people.
Who the hell here has got that kind of hand-eye coordination?
Okay, gentlemen, enough. We are not here today to discuss old business.
What are we here to discuss, Jack?
You know I'm scheduled to smash an anthill today.
I know.
I've got a Lunchable at 3.
I know, fellas. Your time is valuable. I understand that. But I have something very important I need to discuss with you. I've been thinking about it since, this morning.
Well, I'm sorry, wasn't this morning like a bazillion years ago?
Yeah. I know. Yes, it was. And that's why I asked you guys to come over today. I've been thinking about this, and I want to discuss the possibility of us liking girls.
Gay! That's gay! You are gay. You are a gay person for saying that.
I don't think you're using that term correctly, Steve.
Well, yes, I am.
Do you even know what gay means?
It means I'm uncomfortable. That I'm feeling discomfort. Anything that takes me out of my immediate comfort zone is a gay thing. A thing that is gay.
No, that's not right.
What, David?
What?
Well, back me up on this.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of in the weeds here.
Gentlemen, please. I think we should stick to the issue on the table, namely Jack's proposal that, what I'm hearing you say, Jack, is that we somehow stop hating girls and begin, what? Liking them?
Yes, Brad, thank you.
Okay, I don't know if I'm gay, but I am definitely uncomfortable with this, and I'll tell you why. Number one, there's the whole size thing. I mean, they're just bigger than we are.
Yeah. Who's that?
Physically taller, and that's new. Okay, that's a recent thing, and it frightens me. And number two, they seem to be, what's the word, smarter. than we are. More advanced somehow.
Now, not to mention the whole cootie issue.
No. That is unsubstantiated.
Oh, says who, Jack? Unsubstantiated? Says who? Where's this coming from?
Look, I know this is new territory for all of us, but David, look at it this way, okay? Your mommy. You know your mommy?
Yes, Jack, I know my mommy.
Okay, well, your mommy is a girl, right?
I don't know that.
Well, trust me, she is.
It's true, David. Her boobies make her a girl.
So gay.
What's your point, Jack?
Look, my point is that I just had this feeling that they may have something to offer us. I think that we ought to just hear them out.
Hear them out?
They've sent representatives. Two representatives to discuss what would be involved. Yes?
They're here, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Lois.
Yeah, I don't know. I am very uncomfortable with this.
What? Are we going to kiss them? On the mouth? Is that... What exactly do you think is going to happen?
Well, guys, come on. We can do this. I believe in Jack. This is the guy who taught us how to make a shadow on the ceiling that looks like a butt, using only a flashlight and our knuckles. Come on.
Yeah, well,
that was cool. We run this block, and we have all day. We can do this. This is easy. Game face. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Lois, could you send in the girls?
Girls, yes. Please, the girls.
Right away, sir.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, ladies. Welcome. Can I get you some Legos or anything?
Thank you, no. My name is Ashley, with an EY. My mommy's a police officer, and I'm 9. This is my associate, Bethany.
I can do short division.
Well, please sit down.
Hey! Knock it off!
He pulled my hair.
Wasn't me.
Very good. Have a nice day, gentlemen.
Oh, no, wait. Hold on. Stephen, please.
What?
Don't pull her hair.
Don't pull her hair? I'm confused.
Please, let's not get off on the wrong foot here. That won't happen again, will it? Please, don't go. We would like to talk.
Fine. Let's get started. We understand you are interested in liking us.
We are interested in exploring that possibility, yes?
Excellent. Bethany, the contract, please.
I know how to type.
Thank you.
And I speak French.
Ahem. Now, what exactly are you looking for?
Your complete and undivided attention.
Well, you've got it.
Oh, yes. Well, of course I do. No, I mean your complete and undivided attention until the end of time.
Excuse me?
In accordance with the terms of this agreement, we will be occupying your every thought, motivation, and decision-making process from the moment you wake up in the morning until the moment you fall asleep at night, at which point we will play a major role in 9 out of 10 of your dreams. We do allow one wildcard dream, usually a sports dream or flying dream of some type. That is completely up to you, of course, but everything else becomes, for all intents and purposes, about us.
Love.
Ooh, right. Until, of course, you fall in love with one of us, then the number of dreams about us increases to 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not falling in love with anybody.
Right. Bethany, am I missing anything?
Stop doing stupid stuff.
Right. You will have to stop doing stupid stuff, like playing Star Wars and making laser beam noises with your mouths.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay, I'm very sorry. I'm not comfortable with this.
What if I don't even care? I mean, like, what if I don't even care about playing Star Wars? What if I don't even care if I think about you or not? Like, if I say, like, I don't even care.
I'm afraid that won't be possible.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I was just wondering, and I'm thinking out loud here at this point, but it seems like, I mean, so what's in it for us, exactly?
Knowledge, mostly.
Ah. Well, see, we know everything already.
Right. So let me ask you a question then. Do you ride the school bus?
Yeah.
Where do you get off?
I get off in front of my house.
You do?
Yeah.
You get off in front of your house?
Yeah.
You get off in front of your house?
Yeah. What?
Yes. Dude, you get off in front of your house?
What?
I mean the bus. What?
Dude gets off in front of his house.
Wait a minute. Am I crazy? Or did you just get Brad to admit in front of all of us that he masturbates in public outside of his own house?
Yep.
And you can teach us stuff like that?
That was a parlor trick.
Well, oh, yeah? Well, like, you're so smart. Like, what else? What else do you know?
We know where babies come from.
Oh. Yeah? So? So what? Everybody knows where babies come from. They come from the garden with the morning dew.
Actually, no.
Studies have shown that to be a misconception.
Jack, I'm very uncomfortable with this.
Gay. Steven! I meant get off the bus. I just want everybody to know that I meant get off the bus.
I'm sorry. All right, listen, ladies, I think we are going to need some time to think. This is a lot to consider. And wow, we really do appreciate you coming by.
Oh, yes. And, of course, there is the possibility, no guarantees, of course, but if you play your cards right, there is the possibility that someday you might possibly be able to see one of us without a shirt on.
You mean, like in front of us? Like, right there in person? Or, like, what?
No guarantees, but possibly.
Steven? Jack? David? Brad?
Yes, well, gentlemen, thank you for your time. We will definitely be in touch.
I can write cursive.
Jack, say, if it's all the same to you, I think I'm going to skip the anthill today.
Oh, yeah, David, that's okay. That'll be fine. Take the rest of the day off.
Good thing we stopped eating our boogers, huh?
Yeah, great timing on that.
I have to go home and comb my hair and lose some weight.
Jack, how long do you think it'll be before we, you know, actually get to see him without shirts on?
I don't know, Brad. I wish I could tell you, but I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't even care.
me either. I don't care either.